Stories like this are made possible by listeners like you. Become a member now at KUNM.org.
There's a problem with the groundwater in Albuquerque. A big problem. A plume of poisonous dry cleaning chemicals is flowing beneath the Sawmill and Wells Park neighborhoods just north of downtown. The contamination stretches farther than the Kirtland Air Force Base jet fuel spill and is much closer to the surface. But as Public Health New Mexico's Ed Williams reports, two decades into their investigation, state regulators are still waiting for a cleanup plan from the company that spilled the chemicals.
Walk into Tractor Brewing Company in Wells Park on any given afternoon, and you'll see a room full of people unwinding over a craft beer, talking about football or what happened at work. What you probably won't hear people talking about are the dangerous chemicals that are moving through the shallow groundwater nearby.
We've never heard anything.
That's Sky DeVore, one of Tractor's owners. The reason she or anyone else here hasn't heard anything is because there's been no public notice issued about this chemical plume, even though it has the potential to harm human health. DeVore wasn't exactly thrilled to find out about the problem from me.
You know, businesses, you don't want your property values to fall. You don't want there to be even the thought that there's something wrong. It's upsetting, I guess, if it should have been cleaned up 10 years ago before we even bought the building. You know, shouldn't even be our problem to be dealing with.
10 years. That's the amount of time that's passed since the New Mexico Environment Department first ordered a nearby business called Lawn Dry Supply Company to develop a cleanup plan after state investigators traced the groundwater contamination to chemical tanks on Lawn Dry's property. In the years since, the company has stopped the source of the leak. They installed a groundwater pump behind their building and dug some monitoring wells to measure the contamination, but they still haven't developed a final cleanup strategy for the mile and a half long plume of chemicals still in the aquifer. But according to the company's attorney, Pete Domenici Jr., that's normal.
I would say for the location and all of the circumstances, I don't think it's a particularly slow pace, no.
Pete Domenici Jr. is a well-known name in Albuquerque. The son of former U.S. Senator Pete Domenici Sr., he was a one-time Republican candidate for governor. And for the past 3 years, he was a member of the local Water Protection Advisory Board, where he instructed the city and county on which water pollution issues needed attention. Domenici says this chemical plume never came up during his time on the Water Advisory Board. But either way, he says there's really not much more that needs to be done to fix the pollution from Lawn Dry.
I would say, has a very good potential to get to a point where it will naturally attenuate and clean itself up.
This was absolutely one of my top priorities when I became the Bureau Chief.
That was Michelle Hunter. She took over as head of the New Mexico Environment Department's Groundwater Bureau a few months ago. Hunter says the science she's seen puts the Lawn Dry plume on par with some of the state's EPA Superfund sites, places so badly polluted they've been singled out by the federal government as needing immediate cleanup to protect human health and the environment.
I think that it could be a Superfund site. I think it's bad.
When she says bad, here's what she means. Toxic dry cleaning solvents have been measured in the groundwater at hundreds, even thousands of times higher than state standards. At those levels, the chemicals could be coming to the surface as gas people could breathe. But even though the state's guidelines say more health monitoring needs to be done in this case, Hunter says the Environment Department has to wait for the company to submit a full-scale cleanup plan for any health studies to happen. For Albuquerque City Councilor Isaac Benton, whose district includes the neighborhoods impacted by the contamination, that's too long to wait.
It's flabbergasting that it's been sitting like this, and I mean, for this long. But nonetheless, knowing what we know now, I want the city's Environment Department to get involved as well and start doing outreach and getting this thing done. It sounds to me like the state totally dropped the ball.
To be fair, state lawmakers cut the Groundwater Bureau's budget by almost half several years ago, and the agency hasn't had the money or staff to enforce the laws. But Hunter says the Environment Department isn't willing to wait much longer for a cleanup plan. Either the pace picks up, she says, or the gloves come off.
Like we said, if it just keeps going on, we will be exploring other options.
Options like going on the legal offensive to force Lawn Dry into a cleanup agreement, or maybe even making this New Mexico's newest Superfund site. For KUNM, I'm Ed Williams.
Funding for KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. Find out more online at publichealthnm.org.